USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're not doing any more shutdowns. We did the shutdown, and now we're doing the opening, and there won't be any more shutdowns.
President Trump's comments at the White House on Thursday, the president now holding one of his Keep America Great rallies, this one being held in Michigan. The battle over a new coronavirus stimulus bill is locked in a stalemate. That's after the Senate failed to advance a Republican bill on Thursday.
The national debt is already the size of our economy for the first time since World War II. We're not going to squander funds here. We want to narrowly target the needs of the American people. That's what this vote is about.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky speaking there on Fox News. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says many Republicans don't want to pass any bill.
20 Republicans want to spend nothing.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $50. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Tomorrow is the 19th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks. Director of the 9/11 Memorial Museum, Alice Greenwald, says the annual ceremony will still be held, but with some added safety measures.
It is an unusual year, but what was never in doubt was whether we would commemorate. That was a given.
Families of victims will be allowed to visit in the morning with hours for the general public in the afternoon. Greenwald says despite the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, holding the ceremony is still important.
The community coming together and saying, this means something to us so profound, we must have it.
The number of Americans filing new claims for unemployment benefits last week stayed unchanged from the week before at just over 880,000, suggesting the labor market recovery has lost some steam. The total number of people filing unemployment claims since March is just under 30 million people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Oregon Department of Forestry fire chief says the damage caused by fires is unprecedented. On MSNBC, Doug Graff saying the state has never experienced this amount of loss from wildfires before.
This has never happened in Oregon. We have not experienced the tremendous loss and destructive fire nature that we're seeing over the last 72 hours in our history.
As far as why the unprecedented fires?
A cold front with dramatic and dynamic powerful winds on top of a sustained east wind event, which is dry and hot, 20 to 30 mile an hour sustained winds with 60 mile an hour gusts for 3 days straight, on top of fuel conditions that are the driest that we've ever seen in Oregon.
A familiar song is being replaced on Monday Night Football as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
ESPN is pulling the Hank Williams Jr. theme song from its Monday Night Football and replacing it with Little Richard. The Washington Post says Little Richard's 1956 classic, Rip It Up, will be remixed for the new intro, and the song's lyrics about Saturday night will apparently be changed to Monday night. The report says the change was being made because the song All My Rowdy Friends Are Coming Over Tonight doesn't fit anymore during a time of social distancing.
Monday Night Football just not the same without Hank. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.